Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. For the WDRT listening area, today should be mostly sunny with a high temperature of 61 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 55. And in the news for today, COVID-19 updates for the state and locally. Wisconsin's 7-day average for new coronavirus cases is back over 2,000, erasing progress made against the COVID-19 virus since October 18th. The Department of Health Services, DHS, says tests identified 2,634 new cases on Friday, bringing the rolling average to 2,075 cases per day, up from 1,996. Wisconsin now has a total of 804,872 confirmed infections since the pandemic reached Wisconsin in February of 2020. The death toll is now 8,597, or 1.07% of all cases. In Vernon County, the community COVID spread is still listed as very high, and there were 13 new cases reported last week as of Friday. Wisconsin is one of 26 states that has filed lawsuits against President Joe Biden to halt his administration's vaccine mandate that would go into effect on January 4th, requiring all private businesses with over 100 employees to submit to require their workers to be vaccinated or be tested weekly for COVID-19. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed lawsuits on Thursday on behalf of Darien-based Tank Craft Corporation and Plasticraft Corporation. The lawsuits declare Biden's effort to stop the spread of the virus or based on such an order is unconstitutional. WIL President and General Counsel Rick Essenberg said, quote, "This new rule is illegal and unconstitutional. It circumvents the normal legal process along with Congress to claim emergency powers to impose a mandate on American businesses. However you feel about the COVID-19 vaccine or even the very different question of a vaccine mandate, the Biden administration is claiming an extraordinary power to rule by decree that could be used in the future in almost unlimited and unforeseeable ways," end quote. The two will lawsuits claim that the order overrides the usual legal requirement, stating that OSHA fails to prove the emergency temporary standard Biden is declaring is necessary to address a, quote, "grave danger for all employees at businesses with over 100 or more employees." The arbitrary nature of applying the rule to so many businesses without regard to workplace conditions, employee risk factors, vaccination status, or previous bouts with the virus reveals the mandate is far too broad to elide normal notice and comment," end quote. Information for this report came from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty website. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more news comes into us. The double homicide trial for 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will begin the second week of testimony today in Kenosha. Rittenhouse faces 7 total charges, including 2 counts of homicide, 1 reckless and 1 intentional, and 2 counts of recklessly endangering safety. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Rittenhouse shot and killed 2 protesters, Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, and wounded a 3rd, Gage Grosskreutz, who will testify today. The Nearly Noon News has been following this case and will make its updated report on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.